USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The holiday season in full swing, and shoppers hitting stores right now to get a jump on Black Friday deals. Thanksgiving in California, people who lost loved ones and their homes being fed hot meals at shelters. Celebrity chefs also lending a hand and cooking the food. As for the weather, some rain falling, mudslides possible, at least 83 people killed, around 900 still reported missing. President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the caravan situation becomes uncontrollable. Trump telling reporters he will close down the border if people start getting hurt or if it appears law enforcement is going to lose control. And the president in West Palm Beach this holiday thanking our troops for their service and sacrifice.
We thank God for the blessings of having you people be our heroes, and you really are our heroes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
To say the least, it has been an extremely rough Thanksgiving holiday for folks in California who lost loved ones in the raging wildfires, other people displaced as their homes, cars, and possessions destroyed. USA Radio's Wendy King in California says it's finally raining a bit, but more bodies have been identified.
The rain has been coming down. The campfire is now no longer the biggest threat here. Two more bodies were found in Paradise, bringing the death toll to 83. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says the search will continue even on Thanksgiving.
Rain is of concern to us, and there is certainly the potential for mud flows. We are watching that closely, and what we will be telling our personnel is to be careful. And if we get to the point where that creates a hazard, we may have to pull personnel out of those areas and suspend the search in those areas. But I can assure you that we are going to continue to push forward because this is important work that we're doing. We want to get that done so that we can recover those remains and we can also move on to the road and getting people back into their homes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What to do with all those Thanksgiving leftovers, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Mary Ann Gravel is with the USDA. I asked her if it's better to put away your leftovers hot or cold.
You can do it while it's still warm. It's going to cool down faster in the refrigerator. If you leave it on the counter to cool down, it's only going to cool to room temperature. It still needs to get down to 40 degrees. If you have a large quantity of food, big casserole, a pot of soup, a turkey, you want it to be in smaller, shallow containers or quantities so that it will cool down quickly. It's fine to put hot food in the refrigerator. Your refrigerator has a thermostat. If the temperature should warm up, it's going to cool it right back down. The other thing is people call us on our meat and poultry hotline every day who have left something out to cool and forgotten about it, and now it's not safe anymore. So putting it away promptly is the safest thing to do.
Is coffee good or bad for you? USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the answer.
This research into the research on coffee finds that drinking up to 4 cups of it a day may help you avoid an early death. These researchers in the UK didn't do new research, but they looked at more than 200 existing studies and found that coffee was more often than not linked to health benefits. And those include the reduced risk of heart disease, reduced risk of many cancers, and a reduced risk of dementia. The findings have been published in the British Medical Journal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.